Now, the CEO of the Australian Olive Association is Greg Seymour, and he joins us this morning. Greg, g'day.
Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners.
Greg, tell me, are refined oils healthier than extra virgin olive oil?
No, they're not, and there's a massive body of scientific evidence to the contrary. And, of course, that's our concern about the Health Star rating system, is that it doesn't really tell the public and the consumers the truth. And it defies the system, which is to help you make healthier choices. And, in fact, the system doesn't allow consumers to do that.
So why might the Health Star be higher, then, in these refined oils than extra virgin olive oil?
Well, in the case of edible oils, cooking oils, as you referred to them, it's the situation where it only assesses edible oils in the category based on saturated fat and doesn't take into account all of the other health benefits and health attributes of extra virgin olive oil. And that's where the misleading system comes into play.
Okay. I mean, we've also heard research being conducted into what's called the smoke point of olive oil a few years ago to debunk the myth that it was unsafe to cook in. I mean, just how plagued by misinformation is this industry?
It's an ongoing battle, and it's a big part of my job and many on the team. And it comes from, if you like, old wives' tales. And in the case of cooking oil, it's a wonderful oil to be cooking in. It's extremely healthy, and many of the others that have been held up as great oils, in fact, don't hold up as well when you look at the science.
So what has prompted you to call for the change, and what is it that you want?
The simple thing is that we're seeking to have oils, just like salt and sugar, exempt them from the system. The system was never designed for single ingredient categories, such as edible oils and salt, sugar, and so we're saying, well, look, we should be the same, and that allows the system to continue and do all the good things that it does, without misleading the public in relation to edible oils, and the reason is that it doesn't really allow people to make healthy choices within the edible oil category. It's pretty simple.
Mm. And in the case of oil, though, I mean, it could be said that it's quite a basic product. I mean, are people a little bit uneducated about what exactly is in it?
Yes, look, I mean, as I say, we are constantly running campaigns and information in relation to extra virgin olive oil. And although people widely understand it's a very healthy oil, it's an integral part of the Mediterranean diet. Most people understand that the Mediterranean diet is one of the best diets you can have. It's still, the detail eludes many people. And look, people are busy. And the detail that we know is often missed by the general public. And that's understandable. And it's the concern with the Health Star rating system is that many of the positive attributes that people understand are countered by something that doesn't give them an accurate piece of information about the healthiness.
So what sort of effect are you expecting at the moment, what sort of effect is this Health Star rating having on olive oil sales?
Well, it's very difficult to gauge. But once you have something set like that, it changes the general perception, and that perception should be based on truth. And the simple system that is put forward with the HSR doesn't deliver the truth for the public.
And can you tell me how much oil or edible oil in general is a healthy amount?
Look, you'd have to talk to a dietitian about the detail of that. But the amount that you should have in your diet needs to be carefully regulated. And that if you're going to have an oil or a fat in your diet, the best one you can have is extra virgin olive oil. And you can use it widely. And I think it's important that people understand that if the healthiest thing for you is extra virgin olive oil, a system should tell you that.
Mm. So on that, I suppose, are some olive oils better than others? Well, extra virgin versus what?
Yes. So we have extra virgin, which is the absolute highest quality. And Australia has some of the highest quality oils in the world. We have some of the strictest guidelines. And so that consumers here, if you buy Australian extra virgin olive oil, you are buying the best in the world. And it's best because it has much higher level of antioxidants than other types of oils, and they're the things that are actually helping out our health for the community, and also antioxidants are in there as well. And so once you get to other refined oils, they don't have these components, and also when you get into lower levels, they don't have quite the same level. So extra virgin olive oil is really the go-to product that people should be purchasing.
So you're calling to have the Health Star rating removed from olive oil. How easy is that going to be? Do you know what you have to do?
We do, and we're into that process now. We just have to make everyone involved in managing the system understand the problems that exist if edible oils remain in the system. And we're confident people will see and understand the logic of what we're saying. It's a simple way out. It allows the system to continue to operate for all the good things it does, and it just takes away a problem in the system without affecting everything else.
I'm finding when I shop, I'm looking for the Health Star rating, and if I don't find it, I don't trust the product quite as much because I'm thinking, why is it on the shelf if it doesn't have a Health Star rating? Do you think that might go through people's heads if there isn't one for
yes,
oils?
Most certainly. It's one of our concerns. And that's the that's the problem we're facing here, is that even though the system is as such it is now, it's a voluntary system. If you don't see it and you look for it, you wonder why. And the reason is because the system is not delivering what it should for the community.
Greg, talking more generally about production, we're in the middle of a serious drought, as you're probably aware, and how's that impacting production of olives and therefore olive oil?
Oh, significantly. It's a simple equation. Those who have water have done reasonably well this season, but that water is coming at an increasing expense. It's getting very difficult to make ends meet with the cost of water. And those who haven't had water, for many of them, haven't had a crop. It's been dire. The only good thing that's come out of all of that is that the quality of the oil is exceptional. So that's good for our producers who hopefully can compensate for their losses in terms of yield, but it's also great for consumers because, again, they're getting some of the best oils in the world at very affordable prices.
And we see a lot of Mediterranean countries that grow olives in conditions that seem to me to be fairly dry. I mean, do we see conditions as dry conditions come, the quality does improve, or is it just that the crop that is being produced at the moment, because it's actually being produced, therefore there's good quality? Like, what might explain it?
Oh, the answer is that if we have dry seasons, there's less disease pressures. There's a list of a whole lot of other things in there, and also the fruit is doesn't fill as much as it may. But generally, it's just that we just have really good conditions in Australia for producing really high quality oil, and we have systems here that allow us to do it differently. So in Spain, the major producer in the world, they produce about half of the world's olive oil. Only 25% of what they grow is extra virgin olive oil. In Australia, we're 85 to 90% extra virgin olive oil. So we have that advantage. And that's why Australian consumers are lucky in that we get really high quality for very affordable prices.
Now, are we seeing that plantings are being removed as a result of dry conditions?
Look, that's what we are seeing. We're seeing groves being abandoned in those areas that don't have any access to supplementary water. But we're seeing expansion in those areas where there is reliable water.
And the industry has grown enormously over the past 15 years. We now produce 20 million litres a year versus 2 million litres in 2004. How much room for growth is there, provided, of course, we get out of this drought?
I think it's a tremendous opportunity. Not only is it... we don't produce enough to actually fill up all that Australians eat, and then there's export markets that are clamouring for this high-quality product as well. So the future is very strong in terms of demand. Our concern, of course, is access to water and being able to afford that water at a price that fits in with our production system. So we're working away with authorities to try and make sure there's a fair deal going on for farmers. And we're also working away at promoting the product and allowing people to understand the high quality that we have here is open to them on a global scale. And our growers here have been winning awards all around the world in the last half a dozen years, and it's just a credit to the way the industry's developed here.
Okay, well, look, is there a bit of a time frame that you can get to us in terms of when you're looking to get this Health Star rating removed from oils?
Yes, well, look, we're hard at it now. Something that may interest your listeners is a change.org. There's a petition on there for people to be able to sign up and support the exemption for extra virgin olive oil. But you know, it's really in the government's hands at this point in time, and the timetable for a decision is not absolutely clear. So we're working as if it's going to be tomorrow, and we'll keep working every day until we can make people see sense.
Greg, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you.
That's Greg Seymour there. He's the CEO of the Australian Olive Association.